This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? What's up, winners? Kevin Jackson, here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I love talking to winners. You guys are winners. We won on November the 8th, 2016. You've been winning for a long time. And you know what's so sad? You haven't felt like a winner. Now you're winning. And you know what? You're not only winning when you won the election and then you won the four special elections that came after that. And then you've been winning on these various smaller issues. You're winning on one of the biggest issues out there, political correctness, as it pertains to capitalism and specifically a meritocracy like sports. You are winning. You want to know why? Because you picked the right warrior. Finally! Republicans have been claiming to represent you for a long time. They haven't been. They've been disingenuous liars. And they're the reason why people like Hillary Clinton won't go away. Let's see if we can make her go away. Hey, you know what? We're going to, the fresh hour's on us. We've had an amazing couple of hours. I hope you go back to kjradio.com and check out the podcast and share them with others. We've had 2 days of barn burner show. Seriously. Go check it out. And pass those clips along to other people. Get them interested in the show. Lots of things happening in radio for us, and we're excited about it. Anyway, have you seen this new Apple iPhone? I don't have Apple. And I know a lot of my fans, one of my social media people says, Kevin, 73% of our audience gets their mobile traffic from us on Apples. And I go, those bigots. I don't care, honestly. I'm a Samsung dude. And it's for no other reason than Samsung seems blue collar to me. Seems like they're keeping up and they're having to just struggle to do it. But they're doing it. Look, I get it. Apple's, ooh, it's so slick, it's all integrated and all that. And, oh, look at the new technology. Your picture looks like it's still moving. Okay, I get it. You got some cool gadgets over there. But Samsung keeps up. You know, they got developers that are trying to keep up. And Apple, they play all these games. Well, your phone is locked in at 16 meg. Samsung says, no, we'll give you 16 meg, and then you can add as much as you want. You know, I like that. Apple goes, nope, when you run out, you're going to have to go get yourself a new phone. Now this new Apple, $1,000. Whew. That's a lot of cheddar, man. $1,000 for a phone. Look, $1,000, you don't pay $1,000 for a fat TV. I'm talking about 70 inches, 1080, you know, with all the widgets and gadgets and what have you, plug-in, built-in, you know, Roku and Netflix, you might pay $700-$800, you know, for something like that. Little old bitty phone. And they're all, well, Kevin, it's got a lot more technology. I get it. It's got your camera and all that. Let me tell you, don't try to press Samsung. They might get your TV and put a big old camera in it. The Koreans, them South Koreans know what they're doing now. Yeah, it ain't the old Hyundai, you know, of the 1970s, you know, when you didn't want that bad boy. You couldn't give a person Samsung electronics back in the day. I used to sell electronics. And let me tell you, when you were talking about National Semiconductor or Motorola or Texas Instruments, and you'd say, yeah, well, we've got these Samsung chips, and people would be like, them Korean chips, get them Korean chips out of here. No engineer wanted to design with them Korean. I didn't. I would be like, oh, I don't know if it's got enough power. Here are the specs, Kevin. It matches up right with National Semiconductor. I go, yeah, it says it. I don't believe it. Man, come on, get them Hyundais out of here. You know? But shoot, Samsung now, man. Go price Samsung appliances and see what you come back with. That stuff is expensive. And it's creative. It's very creative. They got some. I'm just telling you, man, South Korea. You been? You ever been? South Korea's it's cranking over there. But this new Apple, man, look. Apple's intrusive already. Apple, supposedly, I don't know much about Apple, but I think you can track your phone. If your phone gets lost, you can call Apple on somebody else's Samsung. And you can say, hey, I lost my Apple. And they go, are you calling from a Samsung? And you go, yeah, click. No, they don't do that. But they'll answer, and they'll go, well, if you can give us all your information, we can find that phone. And then they find your phone and find out that it's been sold in one of those bins for $125. You know, Pookie snatched it from you while you were shopping. Yeah, look, I don't know. But they supposedly they can track the phone and shut it down. It's no more good to anybody. And then the person can, I don't know, do they return it? And I don't know how I'm talking about Apple. I don't know how Apple works with all that. But if they can track your phone, and then supposedly you can put all your information up in the cloud. I don't think that's that big of a deal anymore, but all right. But the biggest feature is if you give your phone to a kid, you know exactly where your kid is. You can track them. It's like a GPS system for your kid. So where are you, little Billy? I'm over at, Chuck's house. No, you're not, little Billy. You're over at the arcade downtown. There's a sexual predator. I can see him on my Apple phone, and he's two games down from you, and he's leering at you. That's a sell. You know, if you get your kid an Apple phone, then you can track little Johnny all over the place. And it is a selling feature because I have Cherins. Little boys, I care so much about them, but I don't know if I want to get them a $1,000 phone. Would you get your kid a $1,000 phone, seriously? You don't have any kids, but yeah, you're not expecting, are you? Look, a $1,000 phone, that's a keeper. You got to want to keep that kid. Yeah, you don't want a Bebe's kids. Y'all don't know who Bebe's. Bebe's kids is a guy named Robin Harris, a comedian. He's, God rest his soul. He was talking about these bad kids being raised by black folks. You don't buy Bebe's kids Samsung. No, you'll get them a Samsung. You won't get them an Apple. Mm-mm. Apple talks about, we're an integrated play, Mr. Jackson. If you get an Apple, if you're doing lots of videos and audio, look, you're a mogul. You're a media professional. You should have an Apple. I go, yeah, y'all trying to trick me. Apple is gone for, it lasts for years. I get it. I get all the great things about the Apple and all these different, yeah. And then you suck me in, and next thing you know, I got $50,000 worth of accessories I got to carry around. No, sir. Not going to fool me. I'll stick with the Koreans. South Koreans. It's got, what do they call it? Retinal recognition now, this new phone. Have you seen? You look at it, and it goes, okay, it's your phone. And it lets you use it. Somebody will probably poke your eye out just to use your phone. FBI. Don't trust the government over this stuff. Don't make me get all conspiratorial on you. I'll stick to my Samsung. I'm happy just to do it. I was cool when they did fingerprint recognition. Anyway, look, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Dallas Cowboys, NFL, lots of stuff. We're going to just talk NFL. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. So, the other night we had the, you know, of course we had the whole weekend festivities with the NFL, but then we had Monday night, and Jerry Jones had presented this whole concept of, you know, people standing up for nonsense and taking the eye off the game, and you know, all the different things. And he, anybody on Dallas Cowboys do something like that, we're gonna fire. And so everybody was like, "Woo, way to go, Jerry Jones!" And I believe people actually thought that Jerry Jones was gonna save the NFL. When I was on Cavuto on Monday, they asked me, "Kevin, what do you think Jerry Jones is gonna do?" And I said, "I think Jones is pretty much a man of his word. If he says that he'll fire people that, you know, that defy what he wants to do, I believe he'll do it." And but I pivoted off of that because I wanted to get to the bigger issue. Now, I was basing that on the idea of a couple things. One, Jerry Jones wanted to support the cops. They put the cop decal on the uniform, and no, you can't have it on there. Okay. So, you know, he didn't fight it very hard, but the point is, he wanted to recognize the police side of the story. And so I just figured, man, Jerry Jones, you know, good guy, is going to make this happen. And then it turned out that It wasn't true. So Monday night, of course, I didn't watch the games. It didn't even hit our to become a story. In fact, I'll tell you guys, by the time I found out that Villanueva had changed his mind, we had already done a segment talking about how great we thought the dude was. I mean, that's how far behind we are. So I'm thinking, well, Jerry Jones will be good, you know, yada, yada, yada. I didn't anticipate much. Now, I got to say this. The Arizona Cardinals, stellar stand-up team. We stand behind the government, the flag, the anthem. They stood up. They did their deal. Proud of them. Dallas Cowboys, my team, I'm burning all of it. I don't want any of their junk. I got signed memorabilia from the Cowboys. I'm tossing it. Now, it's worthless to me. And I believe a lot of people feel the same way. I have to tell you, after Jerry Jones, so if you didn't know, I mean, you almost have to live under a rock to not know it didn't happen. But so Jerry Jones, the first thing they do is before the game started, they go out, they hold arms, all the team, and they get on a knee. Then, when the national anthem comes out, they play the national anthem, everybody stands. And Jerry Jones looks at this and goes, look, we were completely neutral on this. Well, you can't be neutral on this. You can't be America's team and be neutral when it comes to all the symbols that represent America. The American flag, the anthem, the people, the president, all that is America. And far too many people, I'm telling you right now, I said on Cavuto, I said, you know, if Jerry Jones sticks to his gun, he may be the team that everybody watches after the fact, because they go, look at the, let's take the Jerry Jones model here and be okay with this. And he didn't. He completely sold everybody out. Now, let's think about it this way. So we talked earlier about, it's only since 2009 that the players came out during the national anthem and stood. I didn't know this. I was watching Stephen A. Smith talk about this on ESPN. So they just have started doing this because the government paid them $5.4 million from 2011 to 2014 to do this. And I don't know what the re-up contract was from 2014 to 2017, but they paid them money, a lot of it, to bring the teams out and to have them do their, you know, just stand there. And they said it was good marketing, not only for the teams and the play, you know, it's good marketing. They use it to talk about marketing America. But it was marketing for the team, like, we support America. It'll help with your ratings. And I think it probably did. We've all mistakenly believed that football players must love the military and America, for goodness sakes. Erroneously so. So, but here's my question. Jerry Jones and the team and all these other teams go out and take a knee. Not anybody's paid them a nickel, but they'll take your tax dollars so they can come out and show patriotism. Isn't that backwards? Shouldn't you automatically show patriotism? Why should you have to be paid to showcase patriotism? Now, don't misunderstand me. If somebody's willing to pay me, Kevin, put your hand over your heart and be a good, solid citizen and say things like, you know, great about the country. If you want to pay me to do what I would automatically do, I'll take it. But I would go to the football teams and say, look, owners, we're subsidizing this. We're doing that for you. Here's a requirement. This is a new requirement for the government to keep doing what we do. How about that? Maybe Donald Trump will negotiate a new deal on our behalf. I don't know. But I know Black Lives Matter doesn't give a nickel to the NFL to go out and protest their lies. And I also know that the military, who's paying to have things, you know, good things said about America and for these guys to stand before the national anthem, these are guys that, I mean, quite frankly, should you get the help automatically? The NFL should be happy to try to convince young boys to join the Army or join the Reserves or the Air Force or the Marines or the Navy. Who did I leave out? Army, Air Force, Marines, and Navy. Coast Guard. But they don't do that. They got to have money to do that. But they don't take a nickel to go out there and protest all the other stuff. And here's the other thing. I don't care about your protest. I really don't. If you want to bow your head, if you want to, you know, I know people that they wear socks. Colin Kaepernick wore anti-cop socks on the field. I don't care. Those socks do nothing. I think it's tacky for him to do it. They look tacky too. But even if they were color coordinated with his outfit, it would still be tacky. But that's who he is. He's a tacky guy. But I want to pivot back to Jones. Jones had us in eating out of the palm of his hand. When he took that, you would think Jerry Jones would have looked at social media and said, holy cow, man. When I talked about the Cowboys, man, you better stand up or else. And people just, whoo, Jerry Jones, Cowboys, I'm going to buy some Cowboys gear, whatever. People were supporting the Cowboys. And then he suddenly goes, no, we're going to show solidarity both ways, both directions. And I saw somebody on social media, literally the one voice in the wilderness, say it was a genius move. The only genius move I've seen so far in all of this is a move by Donald Trump to get people talking about it. That's genius. We've, for far too long, let the left dominate the discussion here. And Donald Trump said, you know what? We're going to talk about race. We're going to talk about capitalism. We're going to talk about the things that fuel the U.S. economy in a good way. And we're going to put the spotlight on the racists who do nothing but stop capitalism, stop job growth, stifle things in the black community, opportunities in the black community with this kind of nonsense. And Donald Trump went after him, and that has been genius. If you think what Jerry Jones did is genius, you're an idiot. Jerry Jones put the death nail in the final nail in the coffin of the NFL. He was their saving grace, and he blew it in front of the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We take the ridiculous and the sublime and make it into something palatable for you. We make you a hearty meal with all the taste and textures and aromas that will make you just go, ooh, I'm coming back to this restaurant. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I'm the chef, chief cook and bottle wash as well. Glad you guys are here. So this is an interesting story to me. Interesting story. Has to do with food, too, ironically. Yeah, after that little, you know, entree. Look at that. So, a fundraiser was done for a bacon-wrapped hot dog vendor who a UC Berkeley police officer confiscated his money. And let me play the clip. Do we have the clip for that? Yeah, let's play the clip so you get a general idea of what happened, and then let's talk about it. Yeah, is it okay if we talk about that? Because I got to tell you, I was a little jealous of this hot dog dude. Somebody sees my wiener. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe not. That may not be the best way to present this. Somebody sees my hot dog money. There we go. That'll clean it up a little bit because I don't want kids getting the wrong idea. Yeah. So, anyway, let's play that clip. Let everybody clued in on what happened, and then we'll talk about it.
We're learning more about a video going viral tonight, including a UC Berkeley police officer involving the officer. Take a look. You see the officer talking to a street side hot dog vendor who appears to be confused. Then you see the officer rummage through the man's wallet and take the money out. Well, people online are outraged, claiming the officer overstepped his bounds. Now, we reached out to the department who told us the officer took the money as evidence in the case and that he did nothing wrong. They say cash is commonly used as evidence in investigations, and that this citation will go through a review process.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, look, when I saw the video, he's a minority dude, and an officer rolls up on him, and he survived. What are people complaining about? Come on. He didn't kill him. Holy cow. What are y'all looking at me crazy for? He didn't kill him, right? Oh, because he was Asian. Oh, nice touch there, Mr. Producer. Good for you. You noticed that. Yeah, he's Asian. If he had been black, you think the cop would have killed him? We'd roll up on him like, yo, hot dog man, pow, 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 pow. He's got a gun. And they go, it was a hot dog. It looked loaded. I think it had relish. It had tomatoes and onions and even mustard. And so it was loaded. Everybody, no, there's no doubt about it. It was a loaded hot dog. Oh, man. Yeah, you think if he was black, what if he was like Guatemala? If he'd have rolled up on a Guatemala midget, would he have killed him? You. No, I want you to. You. Yeah? I think everybody would have survived. You know what I think? I think this cop was like, you know what? I could use a little extra change. I'm going to go roll me a hot dog vendor. Because why not? It's safer than rolling a drug dealer. You get more money from a drug dealer, but a hot dog vendor is more than likely to just give it up. Look at what this dude did. Dude took out his wallet, gave it to him, and the cop is rummaging through his wallet, looking at pictures of old girlfriends, getting his passwords and stuff. And the old boy just standing there looking. Like, I do, what are you doing? What are you doing here? I don't understand. And they're going, the hot dog vendor doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, you want to know why? He don't speak English. He probably wasn't even Asian. Because, you know, seriously, a lot of times, the banditos can look like Asians. I've got a Mexican buddy. He looks, people think he's Asian. He's not Asian. Just doesn't open his eyes as far as normal Mexicans. That's all it is. Let me tell you, right now, liberals are rolling, man. They're like, what in the world? What kind of radio show is this? Is this a radio show where we talk honestly? It's the truth. I got a Mexican friend. His eyes are kind of, you know, he doesn't open his eyes. That's why people think he has Asian qualities to him. He doesn't look Chinese or Japanese, but he looks like Malaysian or something. Like he's a mixture. But he's complete, you know, he's totally Mexican, whatever that is. Yeah, because Mexicans are, you know, combination of Aztec Indians and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just not pure bloodlines and stuff like that. Anyway, yeah, man, this hot dog dude, the cop is just like, zoop, 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 like, and I think he left him some money. He's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You got 80 here, I'm going to take 60 now, I'm leaving you 20. All right, so let's just call this even, okay? And the guy's like, what you doing? Learn English, dude. If you're going to get rousted by the cops, at least have enough English to say, I want your badge number. The cop covering up his badge. Like, what badge number? Don't make me come back. I know where you be. And yeah, the cop can threaten him. I know where you try to do business, boy. I'll get you. I think that's how it was. This is UC Berkeley cops. These are the cops that would not separate the Antifa people who were beating up Trump folks, stood down. But they'll go roust the hot dog vendor. I mean, come on, UC, Berkeley? Berkeley. Well, I guess this is a campus cop, because it's UC, it's not like a Berkeley cop. You go on the Berkeley campus, even as a minority on the Berkeley campus, they're like, shoot, everybody gonna pay their bills on this here campus. That's right. He's a white cop, by the way. He just talked like a brother. Actually, I don't know what he talks like because you couldn't really hear him. But I presume he's rousting people. He's worked the hood. You know what I'm saying? Poor dude, man. Just standing up there looking at the cop, rummaging through his wallet. I mean, that's like a total affront to your manhood. But then again, he's in California. It's not like it's loaded with menfolk. You know, it's got a lot of people that use pronouns like is and id and ick and stuff like that. Yeah, not too many of them that use him, he, stuff like that. Uh-uh. No. Little Asian dude. I'm guessing, do you see it? What do you think? 50, 60, Asians, it's tough to tell an Asian's age. Okay, don't go. Okay, what age do you think he is? Look it up. You start looking it up. See if you can find it. You guess. Or flip it over. Whichever one of y'all wants to do it. I want to know, how old do you think this man was? I say this man was 82, but he looked like he was 50. That's how them Asians age. They age like well-preserved black folks. Black don't crack. You know this, right? Yes, of course you know this, because you've been working with me. Mm-hmm. My boys, my producers are like, you're really going after some people on the radio. I am. But this isn't shock jock stuff. You know what's funny? If you talk about people's race and anything close to stereotypical, like, for example, I say, hey, you know this dude, he had a hot dog cart. Should he be allowed to drive a hot dog cart? Because you know how those Asians drive. People will have a conniption. Oh, Kevin, I'm kidding, man. These are jokes. These are just jokes. If we were standing, if I was standing in front of you in a crowd, I was talking about this. I'm talking about doing stand-up. And I'm talking about this Asian dude. I would be saying the same thing. Except I would probably use his voice more. You know, I'd walk around a little more like these. You know, talk like these. Whatever. You know, I would make fun of him. Yeah. They videotaped this dude. Went viral September 10th. Here was the big deal. Oh, you know what? His name is Rigoberto Matias. Matias. They raised $88,000 for a dude that got $60 taken out of his wallet. Will somebody please affront me? Berkeley police, somebody affront a brother. So somebody can do one of these things for me and the Black Sphere team. I'd do it in a minute. I'd let the cops. Boy, are you kidding me? issues. I'll go sit on there typing and have a cop come by and take my computer away and rummage through my socks or something. Take my $3 of hot dog money out of my sock and then have one of my friends put up and I'd just be dejected. Oh, man, I can't believe that. He's so racist. He's so racist. He just took all my money. Hey, did you see it? GoFundMe at KevinJackson.com. $88,000. Wow. I'm truly shocked by this. You know what? I'm happy about the good nature of people. It's truly amazing. But I'm shocked. Here's what it says. 5,600 donations. Fundraising effort for Rigoberto Matias. Matias is really the way you would say it. But Matias. But I'm telling you, he looks Asian. But I was just saying. His name is Rigoberto. You should just give him a nickel just for that name. The effort's founder, Martin Flores, said the money will cover any legal expenses Matias incurs fighting the citation he was issued by the UC Berkeley police. And the rest will go towards buying him a food truck. Brother, just hit the lotto. Total is about half what the vendor would need for a brand new food truck, but could pay for a used one, Flores said. I'm supporting his vision. The idea would be that he could buy himself a legitimate business, Flores said. So his business is illegit, and that's why the Berkeley cop wrote him up. He's illegitimately in business. But see, I at least applaud the dude for getting out there working. He said it presented him with a novelty check for more than $87,000, the amount that had been raised through Saturday. And that's another grand since then. Good for him. I mean, I hope this dude is legal. I do, because, you know, he's probably not. Being honest, he's probably not. Because if he's got an illegitimate thing out there, then... And I can't be mad at the cop for doing his job either, necessarily. And you know what? If the cop wants to be in cahoots with somebody, he should be in cahoots with me. Because he could come bust me. I'd be out there protesting. It's illegal, sir. I'm sorry I got to write you a ticket. That's okay. You know, you do your job, officer. Oppressing black people and stuff. And, you know, we'll see what happens here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I alluded to Villanueva Alejandro being a... Well, I talked about him the other day and didn't know the dude was going to recant and say, you know, I'm afraid I embarrassed my team and all that. And I was just thinking to myself, the amount of pressure that was put on this young man to do that. He knew exactly what he was doing. Don't believe it for a second. Anyway, welcome to the show. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you believe that Villanueva didn't know he was throwing his team under the bus, blah, 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 by coming out and standing up for the anthem, let me know your thoughts. Because I'm telling you right now, this guy knew exactly what he was doing. He put the people that he served with over his teammates, as he should. And then the realization hit him. You know what? This coach has life and death over me. He determines my salary. Could I make another team? Sure. But it would disrupt my life. This black man intimidated this Hispanic dude, and nobody will say a word about it. You think that's a clean break? No freaking way. And let me tell you about these other players. They're either too embarrassed or they're too scared to not stand up. The peer pressure in that league from all those leftists, the leftist owners, the leftist league itself, the leftist owners, the leftist players. There are many of those players who, if they weren't trying to feather their nest and look good in front of black folks, they wouldn't give two rat's hairs, rat butt hairs, about Colin Kaepernick or any of these other things that are coming up. They know it's a lie. They don't have the guts. Because it takes guts. It takes guts to go against the grain. That's why it always cracks me up when these leftists say, well, Kevin, you just Uncle Tom. You just, oh, you're a tool to white man. I go, really? So you know how easy it would be to just go, say what you say. Go. And I've told you guys many times, I'd make a fortune. I'd never work again. I'm talking about really work. I'd write books. They'd give me ghostwriters to write my books. I'd have 50 books written by now. I'd be on every panel discussion. I'd be speaking at colleges and universities. I'd be on every talk show. I would be hobnobbing at Hollywood parties like you wouldn't believe. They'd be, man, Kevin, dude, you torched that O'Reilly. Kevin, you beat Sean Hannity. I'm surprised Fox didn't kick him off after you got through with him. They would be talking about me. I would be the belle of the ball. And you go, well, Kevin, you can't, you know, there's no way you're going to argue against it. Let me tell you something. I know how to propose an argument. Give me the best conservative. I will spin him around on race and talk about things to make him go, you know, make him. It wouldn't have to make sense. It would just be in my delivery or my joking with him or whatever. But I promise you, I would have my own comedy show. I would be hosting the Emmys. I would be hosting the, if ever a Democrat got elected, I'd be the guy doing the press event. You know, on. I couldn't even tell you how many things they'd have me doing. I'd be the busiest guy in America, undoubtedly. And I'm not kidding you one iota. Me worth millions. In 5 years, I would be worth probably upwards of $100 million. And I'm not kidding. And I tell you, there are times where if I knew I could get my time back and everything would go back to normal and I could just prove it to you, I'd do it. I'd show you instantaneously what would happen if I switch sides. So these people that go, man, you're just doing this for that. They're the ones doing it for that reason. God, these athletes, they're making money, but they're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen. They're like, man, I can't get cut. My boy, he's the one sticking up for me. He's the one going to teach me this. If I don't stand up for him, the amount of pressure that's being put on these guys, and that's exactly what happened to this guy, Villanueva. So Roethlisberger, he came out, quarterback of the Steelers, probably, you know, blue chip dude. This is the guy that runs the show over there. Quarterbacks can get coaches fired. And Roethlisberger issued a statement on his blog, and he said this: I was unable to sleep last night and want to share my thoughts and feelings on our team's decision to remain in the tunnel for the national anthem yesterday. The idea was to be unified as a team when so much attention is paid to things dividing our country. But I wish we'd approached it differently. We did not want to appear divided on the sideline with some standing and some kneeling or sitting. As a team, it was not a protest of the flag or the anthem. I don't care what Roethlisberger or anybody says. Don't try to convince me of that. That is exactly what it is. They say that, all of them say it, because they want you to try to draw a point of view. Well, it really didn't mean that. I mean, it was, they're mad about what's going on. No, it's not. The black people who are decrying the cops and all that hate this country. Don't let them get away with that. He says, for me and many others on the team and around the league, it is a tribute to those who commit to serve and protect our country, current and past, especially the ones that made the ultimate sacrifice. Well, then why can't you put that, compartmentalize that and say, you know what, guys, I get it. You seem to have a grievance with what's going on in this country. But let me tell you something. I don't, Mike Tomlin, you racist piece of crap, you. Because that's what Mike Tomlin is. He's the black coach that supports Hillary Clinton to the hilt to this day. And supports Barack Obama, like, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you know, he'd drink Barack Obama's bathwater if you let him. He's a stone-cold, die-hard leftist. And it's like anything else. Now in sports, for goodness sake, you can't say, I'm a conservative. Or you might get benched. Or you might get traded. or he might get blackballed. We going to let something else turn into Hollywood? What do you say, conservatives? Because that's what's happening. The meritocracy of sports is not even going to be a meritocracy. They're going to go, look, everybody's blackballing Villanueva. He's out of the league. Now, we've been fortunate. We've kept Colin Kaepernick out of the league because we made it about the flag. We made it about all these things. You let this go. If you don't hunker down and start saying the right things and repeating after me, this is about the flag and the anthem and your anti-American attitude. And if you don't stand for this flag, you will fall for anything. And that's what they did. They got down on their knees for a lie. That's what it is. And you better be repeating that to them. No, Kevin, seriously, I know a lot of these guys. I don't care who you know. If they did not stand for the anthem, it means they will let you know. Let me ask you this. Do you think in harm's way, any of the military that served this country would do that? I'm not talking about any racist black militants in the military. I'm talking about the people that really love this country. Do you think there's anything that would make them take a knee and not support the national anthem or the flag? Answer me that question. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is about me. This is personal. I would never not respect this country's national anthem or its flag. Never.
Oh, Kevin, America's been colonializing and oppressing people.
So what? So is every other country. If you think you're going to tell me something about this country that's going to make me denounce it and take a knee on behalf of a terrorist organization, you must be losing your mind. And oh, by the way, let me put this down so I can come kick your butt, because that's what's going to happen with me. Our military should be the same. Look, I don't care what these guys, they're a high-paid bunch of pansies as far as I'm concerned. But if you're told that if it's a sign of respect and that's what we're going to do, doggone it, do it. Or go do something else. You know what? They don't say the national anthem at the when you go work for the city on the brush truck. They don't go, hey, everybody come around, all you janitors and brush truck people. Let's say the national anthem. You go to work, go do your job. Nobody gives a crap. But if you're going to make that kind of money, and oh, by the way, the taxpayers pay you to say it, you freaking say it. And you better stand, every one of you, with your hands over your heart. If I see anything that looks crazy in the picture, you lose your money. You kidding me? Yeah, Roethlisberger goes on. I appreciate the unique diversity in my team and throughout the league and completely support the call for social change and the pursuit of equality. Shut up. Everybody's equal. Who gets on that field? Pikers? More moving forward, I hope standing for the anthem shows solidarity as a nation, that we stand united in respect for the people on the front lines protecting our freedom and keeping us safe. God bless those men and women. Hey, Roethlisberger, you had your chance. You had your chance to say to Mike Tomlin, that racist piece of crap, I'm not doing that, Mike Tomlin. Find another quarterback if you need it. I'm not doing it. I will not disrespect the people who allow us to survive in this nation. By the way, the 384,000 Republicans in the North who fought to free you, I will not disrespect those warriors because you don't want to support the flag. Screw you. Trade me if you want. That's what I would have said.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.